Unfortunately, the end of the world is happening a bit sooner than we expected, so we've had to... It was good to be the one with the best news. I wanted to tell you in person. So, James and Emma and I have just become increasingly telescoped, so I'm going to go straight into my set before it begins. This gives you more time afterwards to get down to the drive-by truckers, and or just to relieve your babysitters. I mean, probably you need some kind of relief. So I'm actually, the show hasn't started, but I am on stage. So I'll show you how it's done. So invariably what happens is that the performer psychs themselves up in some hermetically sealed zone that only their intimate circle can penetrate. You've probably been reading a lot about shapeshifters lately and how people can transform their shape at will. They can disappear from centres of administration and then reappear under different names but with the same principles, and or lack of them. So this is the point where I say, Kevin, have you got an XLR that I can put in this hole?
Just unplug the eye.
Kevin says, it's right in front of you, you blind fellow. Hang on.
That one there, okay. I think so, yeah, just have to check it's working.
Then obviously what happens next is that the artiste passes their guitar to the guitar tech who checks they're in tune. There is a guitar tech in town whom I know. His name is DeWitt Burton. He's a Pisces. But I have absolutely no idea where he is, and I've lost the phone with his number in it. You can be assured that if DeWitt was here, he'd be tuning my guitar. So in honor of DeWitt, I'll tune it myself. Hang on. Like I said, this whole part of the show is free. You're supposed to be buying drinks. I don't mind if you don't have to pay attention to me. You can talk among yourselves. I'm trying to speed things up because there's no point thinking you can relax. The last thing you want of any kind of show like this, even with involving comparatively mature performers or performers like Emma who perform mature and sagacious material, is to think that you can relax, that you can mellow out. You've had a nice meal, a couple of drinks, you'll go home, you won't fancy the babysitter, it'll all be normal. You don't know what's going to happen. But part of my pledge to you in 2015 is that I won't go on stage willfully out of tune, so I'm just going to get my harmonicas. Hang on a second. I haven't turned my charisma off, so I'll keep the force field around the stage, but I might dim it for a moment. Anyone want some socks? They're grey. They're not good on their own, but they'll be good with an existing pair of socks. Y'all, you, hang on, Matt. No, it doesn't have any volume control, just needs phantom power. Okay.
It's plugged in there, but she might. Yeah.
Isn't it? Oh, it worked last year. That's why we need to accelerate these shows so fast, because things take longer than you think. It can, even driving around Atlanta, which you might think would take 10 minutes, can take up to 4 hours. No, it doesn't have a quarter-inch output. It doesn't. I'm not able to think. I mean, I don't know how these things work. As far as I know, they're just mysterious lumps of metal that either happen or don't. This one appears not to be, but you know, can't be helped. But this does give me more time to think about the most controversial of all strings, the G string. G string is the... What's the good word for it? It's the odd string out. It can only be in tune if it's not. If it's perfectly in tune... Oh, that's a nice insertion. It can only be in tune if the other five are slightly off. Or if the other five, it has to be slightly out in order to be in.
It's not working, you want a mic?
Oh well, it does work really, it's just that it's not working.
Right.
Okay, but you know what, I'll just do it. I'll do it like James did. Do you have a spare mic, a vocal mic? The most charismatic of all acoustic recordings were done in the 60s by Bob Dylan, joined by Donovan, the Incredible String Band, Theo Baikal, the Pete Seeger, people who had no wires. When Dylan went electric, artistically it was brilliant, but unfortunately it meant that Dylan became wire dependent, and the rest of his generation pretty soon did. They were all plugged into things, whatever they thought. They might have thought about it. But if you listen to Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings, they don't plug into anything, and that's why they sound so sexy. Now, Gil and Dave use special things, and they spend hours wandering around the room checking to see how it sounds from every angle. I've just walked in at random off the street, and Kevin has very kindly set up this mic. Did they? Oh, thank you, okay. I've never asked them what they use, they just look so good while they're looking at it. One of them sort of crouches down under a table while the other one wanders around the stage. And eventually it sounds brilliant. Okay, this is going to make me sound much more erratic, but much more sexy. This is as if I was a, you know, like an old photograph or something. Well, I am. Yeah, just keep it there. It's nice. It's good. No, apparently that's the point of maximum. It's the event horizon of sound. Okay, the only thing I need now in the universe is a drink. If I could get some water, that'd be brilliant. Sometime in the next 20 minutes. Okay, so I'm going to play it. Oh yeah, listen to that. But you have to drop it in the monitors as well, because it'll feed back. I am me, am everywhere tonight. I am me, am everywhere tonight. Tonight. In the trails made by giant ships, in the sway of a teddy girl's hips, in the curl of a teddy boy's lips tonight. In the trails the aeroplanes make, in an old age pensioner's cake, I'm not here for just anyone's sake tonight. Tonight. In the places nobody goes, I'll be there with a very long nose tonight.
Thank you.
When nobody sees tonight, I'm under the trees, it's alright. Tonight, I've waited so long tonight. Nothing goes wrong, it's alright. Tonight. When you're older, looking around, you will hear a familiar sound. I'll be gone, but I'll still be around. When you close the key to your door, someone's been inside there before. It was me, but you don't know what for tonight. Tonight. In the back of a broken down car, on the rim vacuum jar, I'll be with you wherever you are tonight. Tonight. I'll be with you wherever you are tonight. You okay, Kevin? You all right?
I think so.
Maximize the microphone is more confident than if it was just a horizontal thing. It has a kind of pleasingly erectile quality to it. I hope you're clocking that. Yeah. where we crossed. I wonder where she lost me. Lost Madonna of the wasps. She's dying in the frost. I wonder what she calls me. Is this love? God, Madonna of the swans, she waves a magic wand, and then she settles on me. Wise Madonna of the flies, I look into her eyes. She doesn't recognize me. Is this love? Is this love?
Saturday group us. Saturday group us.
into the groove. British are frightened of sex or embarrassed by it, and they'd be right. But sadly, the Brits don't have a monopoly on it, they just led the way in Victorian times. So this is a song set in Victorian times, but actually not written until the 1980s when most of the Victorians were dead. But most people around in the in the 80s would have still had Victorian grandparents or great-grandparents. When I was a kid, they still had coins that went back to 1861. I mean, as you know now, it's illegal for anything to go back to 1861. But officially, history didn't happen. But that's all right, because in a few hundred years' time, it won't happen. So, while this brief window of human memory and consciousness exists, allow me to regale you with this song. It's by me. It's old, but not as old as I am. And this is for Yvonne, who I think is in the other room now. But thank you very much, Yvonne, for getting us here. Yvonne's a Scorpio. She makes things happen. I'm a Pisces and I nullify them. Emma's a Sagittarius and she just grooves. I think that James is an Aries, but I'm not sure what I'm basing that on.
Leo!
Are you? Yeah. Really? Oh shit, I'm sorry man, I had the whole thing. Well, you're a fire anyway. Okay, we'll have to discuss this later when we can't remember it. Okay, anyway, this one's for... This is for Yvonne and it's set in about 1900 AD. Somewhere on the south coast of Britain.
Victorian squid is a delight for all the family because it's greasy and hot. When you've had lots, then you'll want more. There's old H.G. Wells lying in bed with his new housekeeper with hot by the side, glowing with pride, flushed with exhaustion. Victorian tongues, Victorian skin, Victorian lungs, Victorian sin. Victorian boys, Victorian girls, Victorian dolls. Go home and take some cocoa. Victorian arms, Victorian legs, Victorian charms, Victorian eggs. Victorian parks, Victorian moans, Victorian darkness. Every night our voices meet in dark. Yeah. if someone touches her between the walnut and the fir too, where she keeps her real secret hid. She's a Victorian squid.
This is set in LA. LA always seemed to me to be too good to be true, too dark to be real. It has the special ability to make even the sun look artificial. It's a great place to write songs. Remember that you're mine. This was... Oh, yeah, I know why. Oh, apropos Gillian Welch. Gillian plays drums on this song, or on the recording she does. We don't have it for sale. We've got one LP available for sale somewhere in the dark that Emma and Yvonne will materialise at the end of the set, along with some of M's stuff and... or rather, M's record and my record. It's very simple. And this has got... this is probably available from somewhere, Spotify. I think this was recorded before Spotify was launched. But you know, Steve Jobs was still alive. You could still smoke in most of the bars in the South. I suppose there were fewer cell phones. People dressed almost exactly the same as they do now. If someone said to you, go back and dress like you did in 2005, you'd just say, well, here I am. You don't age now, it's just your phone that ages. Look at pictures from 5 years ago, you think, well, I guess I look okay, but geez, look at that phone. That thing you're holding like a wing mirror with fangs. Ye gods, Mildred. Join the Pepsi generation, for Christ's sake, old girl. Get with it. Get yourself some finger-snapping jobsery. Yay.
Robin, I do have a bag of tricks there if you want me to do some percussion thing.
Is that you?
I've got a bag of
tricks. Oh, yeah. You know what? I'll wait till I've got a bit further down the line.
All right.
And it is you, isn't it? My glasses are dirty, so if I put them on, I won't be able to see you. So yeah, but that's good. Let me creep through a bit more, and then when I know exactly what I'm not doing, you can come and join me. Okay, here we go. This is the... Here we are. This is in G. Water wheel goes round and round. Stick with me, baby, you'll be glad that I'm the one you found. I've got that full moon in my soul. I want to see you now. Put down the telephone, it's me that's calling anyhow. I've got that full moon in my soul. Your skin is smooth, your eyes are closed, you're breathing deeply, what you're thinking about no one knows. I've got that full moon in my soul. I love you. The past is over, and the present will be sadly. I've got that full moon in my soul. And the darkness inside you comes the light that will guide you. You can have my cigarettes, and mister, you can have my cough. I've got that full moon in my soul. Inside us come the light that will guide us. Everywhere Osiris transform us, take us where them sunny southern winds are gonna warm us. I've got that full moon in my soul. Oh,
got that full moon in my soul. Thank you. So I did some demos at John Keane's studio here in December 1990. I'm sure you were all right outside. With Peter Buck and nobody else. And this is not one of the songs that we demoed. But it's from that same era. Can I now get some more water and a glass of red wine? Because I didn't spill it myself, but the water's fallen over. Please, if that's possible. Give this some nice sort of, not as big an obvious delay as the last one, Kevin, but a sort of nice wide open spaces feel. Let's try getting you come. Yeah, do you want to come and sing this stuff? Great. Here's Emma.
As a special treat, I'm going to avoid the harmonica in this next one. But Em and I are going to kind of mime the harmonica solo. Ah, yeah. Let's try that. Okay. Let's try the soft, fleshy thud of the thumb. What could be stronger and yet more edgeless than an endless, round, thuddy, puffy thumb whose nail cannot be seen? And you wake up and there's this thumb pressing you somewhere. Could be something else, but it's probably a thumb. Is it a... You don't know, is it good or bad? It's a thumb. It can do good, it can do bad, like the people in this song. But even if there's no mention of them, they got thumbs too.
People get what they deserve. Time is round and space is curved. Honey, have you got the nerve to be Queen Elvis? See that man that mows his lawn? You'll hang your drag before the dawn. Summer made and summer born to be Queen Elvis. It could break your mother's heart. Is there any broken your father's heart? Coming out's the hardest part. When you're Queen Elvis, justify your special ways. Justify your special ways. Getting blowjobs from the press. Sha la 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 la. Oh, I'm jealous, can't you guess? Never squeeze into your dress. Not now, Queen Elvis.
Also.
Time is round and space is curved. have you got the nerve to be Queen Elvis?
Okay, James, your moment in show business. Oh, he may have escaped by now. Oh no, that could be him. It's James, Leo. Oh, that's going to carry for miles. So what we're doing is, just as there was no official beginning to the show, there's no official end to it. We're now drifting into the encores, and then we'll stop. We've probably got some merch to flog, but I don't know.
How well this is going to pan out, right? At least you know that you're getting the authentic Athens experience. It's not happening anywhere else.
She never gets anywhere with you. Monkey the pig is out on a limb. He's looking for someone to investigate him. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you. Here I am again, it's no surprise. She never gets anywhere with you. She never gets anywhere. I don't know why she never gets anywhere. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you.
shakers are great because they just carry them.
Everyone loves those. Okay, we're going to say goodbye to technology, and here we are. But it's been wonderful being in this era, and hasn't it? Would you swap this for any other time in history? Such advanced sanitation, such you know, you're not stuck with dial-up anymore. You've got broadband such as our ancestors never dreamed of. It's cool to buy vinyl again, so you can have that too. I think you can have all kinds of burial services if you still want them. There's lots of good stuff. This was written for the Vatican. It was commissioned by the Vatican to encourage more childbirth.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to thank James and Emma in that order for opening and middling the show. Have a great night, and we'll see you down the road. Peace. Well, that's great. Out in the trees, old tarantulas got me humming. Out in the desert, the cacti are home. Tarantulas cluster in their underground dome. Olé, tarantula. Furry black legs and a spicy goatee. If you see Gino, won't you kiss him for me? Olé, tarantula. Through the dark window, she squeezes her eggs. Out they come tumbling on their spindly legs. Olé, tarantula. I feel like a three-legged chinchilla standing on a table so wide I can't see over the side. Tarantula. Look at his fingers caressing the keys. If he don't please you, you just can't be pleased. Olé, tarantula. Guiding it in through a shiny dark mist. If she don't kiss you, will you ever be kissed? Olé, tarantula. I knew a woman in San Francisco. Or maybe we were down in San Jose, I don't recall. Either way, neither does she. Yeah, forget about me. I James and Emma. But making the stage work with me tonight. Riding an old invisible horse like Mr. Dillon. I'd like to thank the heroes of this evening. Kevin for flying the plane with some of the controls down. And Yvonne for getting us here and not just taking us to meet him. Oh. Well, all life is sinful, the Catholics say. You sit up quick and then you throw it away. All I need is tarantula.
One thing more than this.
there's nothing. More than this, nothing more than this. Tell me one thing more than this. There's nothing.
Let's try another. Do this one. I'm sorry, you know, because everything's slightly different.
Bridge.
Not very different, yeah. But just very fractionally different. So this is why we're doing it in this order. But it sounds great because it's folk music in its purest form. And let's go and do let's do one of those.
Robin sometimes speaks in acronyms. So if you're doing a song, he'll say, oh, it's Q of E or MP. Took me ages to work out what that was, but I think this is a song called MP.
What you mean is that sometimes I don't speak in acronyms. But you see what I mean? Thank you. Same key, but that's because it's like this. It's a completely different song. Anyway, thank you for coming out. And see you next year if we haven't already.
I find complete love.
love, what would life be? So never leave me lonely. Tell me you love me only, and say you'll always.